Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey, everyone. Good morning or good afternoon, or maybe it is in the middle of the night, wherever you are listening from all over the world. Praise the Lord. I'm so humbled by that. All the nations that are listening, it's just such an honor and privilege wherever you are calling in from, or you're listening online, or the other avenues in which you can listen to this little Blog Talk Radio program that's coming from right here in Texas in the USA. Praise God for America. And I know you praise God for your country and your nation that you live in. You know, God is moving. He is moving by the power of His Holy Spirit. And what a honor, what a privilege, just what an amazing time it is that we are living in. And so I'm going to kind of jump into this thing here in just one second, but I just want to say what an amazing time I had in Hillsboro, Texas this past Monday night. And I want to thank y'all. I mentioned this last week on the program and invited those of you who were around in that area to come out, and I ended up having four of my spiritual daughters from our congregation that came out and drove a couple of hours to come and be a part of what God did in Hillsboro. It was amazing, and to the Hillsboro Whitney Aglow chapter for having me once again. It was just an amazing time that we had, and such a weighty presence of God. You know, that type of presence of God that comes where, you know, your eyes fill up with tears. You cry and you shake and you laugh. And there were just all different kinds of emotional manifestations like that, which I always tell people, you know, if you're a spiritual person, which you are, if you're born again, you're a spirit being, and you are as spiritual as you're ever going to be. And being spiritual causes, I mean, you have emotions in your physical body and, you know, just in your mental realm, because the presence of God is so overwhelming at times. You know, it's just more than what almost we can handle sometimes. And I've shared this before. There have been a few times, you know, moments when I have just said, you know, God, I don't know if I can take much more of your presence. Just, you know, I can't imagine. Can you even come close to imagining what it will be like on that day when we are standing before Him? Ooh. In all of His glory. I mean, we'll probably be on our face, you know, before Him. But you know, Monday night was just a glorious time in the presence of God. And so I actually did meet a few of Facebook friends on there that, I mean, I've known you from Facebook, but I've not known you in any other way. And so it's a blessing for those of you who came up and let me know, but most of all, it was a blessing to hear the praise reports of what God did in your life. And so to God be all the glory and honor. And again, thank you to my Blog Talk Radio listeners for any of you who came into agreement for what God purposed and planned and did in Hillsborough, Texas. And so on that note right there, I just want to, I don't know if I've ever even said this before, but it's in my thoughts and I'm being quickened to it, but I am beginning to travel again. And so putting that out there, that I am starting to travel again after all of the physical things that I've been through. And so any of you leaders or pastors that are listening and would like to have me, I'm just putting that out there. And we'll just be led by the Holy Spirit, and I'll just, you know, just be praying about it as well. So, okay, moving on, praise the Lord. You know, I wrote my little paragraph that I write for this program, and I don't post the whole thing on social media, but I do put a little bit about it. But, you know, one thing that I've noticed is that we have this understanding that we're in the worst of times and the best of times. We're living in that right now. But what we have to remember is that regardless of what it is like, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. And yes, we were born into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And, you know, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be alive right now. I speak with believers, I counsel believers, you know, where fear has just really overtaken, and there's not even a distinguishing of that fear. You know, there's no discernment about that fear being there, just because, you know, we can get so focused on the things going on in the world. But we have to stay in the Word. We have to stay focused on what God is saying. And I've been teaching these last several weeks about the apostolic dispensation that we are living in. And what we are doing right now in the body of Christ, those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, we are establishing apostolic territory. And remember last week I shared with you that every apostolic dispensation that we are allowed to live in and to be in and to be a part of, there's an assignment that we have. There's something that God has for us to do, and he's given us purpose for it because it was part of his plan, so that we take dominion, so that we replenish. And as believers, we multiply. It's time to multiply. It's time to get people saved, healed, and delivered. And that doesn't just mean witnessing to someone and saying the salvation prayer with them, but that means discipling them. We are Christians, but we are disciples. God is looking for disciples. He's looking for a people that will disciple others. And, you know, when I think about just the honor and privilege of doing this program right here, this Blog Talk Radio program or this podcast or whatever you want to call it, it's an opportunity to disciple you, to disciple people from all over the world. And what a honor and what a privilege it is to reproduce in others Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Jesus said to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after him. And sometimes it's hard to take up our cross because our cross can get so heavy at times. But Jesus is always there. Holy Spirit is so willing to help us in those times. And then as we deny ourselves, you know, sometimes the easier way that we think looks better and looks more appealing. But I've learned throughout this journey that there are some really uncomfortable moments that I step into, uncomfortable times and seasons. And during those times and those seasons, even those moments of being so uncomfortable, I have a choice to make. And am I going to get the best out of that moment of being uncomfortable? And when I choose the best, I choose Jesus. I choose abundant life. And, you know, a lot of times when everyone else is choosing the easier thing, we're a people that we want comfort. We want convenience. We don't want to have to go out of our way. But, wow, I have seen God move time after time. When I have gone out of my way to do something for someone else, and ultimately it is in serving others because I'm serving God. As I'm waiting for the promises of the Lord to unfold in my life, the Word of God says to wait upon the Lord. That doesn't mean to just be still and not do anything. That means to wait on him, to serve him. If we're always waiting for everything to just be what we call sometimes here in my neck of the woods, to be hunky-dory, everything to be a bowl of cherries, or everything to just be perfect before we step out and do anything or serve others, or be an extension of in hands and his feet, then we're going to be waiting forever. Because you and I are a spirit being having a human experience. We're not human beings having a supernatural experience. Because we've been born again. If you are born again, if you're Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior and Master of your life, and you believe that he was sent to earth, that he died and was buried and he rose again on the third day, you've been born again by the Spirit of God, by the incorruptible seed. And so you're a spirit being, again, having a human experience. Because you and I are aliens in this world. We're passing through. We're just passing through. That's what the Word of God says. And so we have to continually focus on him. We have to continually ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us so we can stay in the Word, so we can live in a place of discernment, because there's so many today that their hearts are waxing cold. There's so many that are being deceived today. There's so many that are, it's the blind leading the blind and the dead leading the dead. And it's like, we don't want to be deceived. Yes, we want to stay in love, stay in a spirit of love and forgiveness. But you still have to have discernment. Why? Because it's getting darker. And gross darkness is covering people. And so that's why as we stay in the Word and as we worship and we live a life of continually changing our mind and our thoughts that are not in agreement and alignment with what God says, repentance is a gift. And it allows us to be able to come into alignment with the Word of God. It allows us to be able to act upon God's Word because our mind has been renewed. And I always share this, you know, when you have a thought that is bringing you death or frustration or depression or freaking you out or, you know, whatever else that is not of the word, is not godly, if you don't take that thought captive within 30 seconds, you will begin to respond to it. You will begin to act upon it and act towards it. 30 seconds. When that thought comes, take it captive. Cast it down. Cast down those vain imaginations that are exalting themselves against the will of God for your life, and bring into captivity every thought of the obedience of God's word. Now, if you don't know this, I'm just speaking the word to you. I'm literally speaking scripture to you. That's what the word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 6. Cast down those strongholds, because the enemy is taking people, believers, captive right now by the thoughts of what is going on in the world. You know what? Look at what God is doing, okay? Look at what God is doing and what he has done and what he has brought forth in, I know, in this nation of America. And, you know, I don't know about your nations all over the world, but God has made promises. And when we look at what God has done in just the last, barely even a month, in the last 3 weeks in this nation, we have seen Roe versus Wade overturned. And someone ought to be praising God right now and thanking him for that. We've seen the guidestones in Georgia come down. And this is a veil. Those stones were put up, and big stones, and mocking the Ten Commandments that God gave us, that Moses wrote on the tablets. And but those guidestones in Georgia, they were symbolic to a Baal worship. That came out of a Baal worship, which was the human sacrifice. And even on the stones, they had engraved in it, maintain humanity under 500 million, what? With perpetual balance with nature. That is crazy. That is man limiting and man trying to, and it's man being controlled by the devil to control humanity. And so those guidestones came down, part of them came down, and then they blew up the rest of them. God be all the glory and honor. And then we had the former prime minister. Now, this was not here, but in Japan, the former prime minister of Japan was assassinated. The prime minister of England resigned. These are things that have affected the world. These are big things. But now here in the United States of America, again, the U.S. Supreme Court, it ruled that teachers and staff and coaches can now lead students in prayer in public schools. This was on July the 1st. Praise God. We're taking back what the enemy stole. We're going into the enemy's camp, and we're taking back, because God has given us the power and authority. If you don't know what your assignment is and what you're called to do, and if you are, you know, still searching and looking for your purpose, you know what? Start praying. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, and start praying and asking God, and he will be faithful to show you. We are, again, living in the best of times and the worst of times. And while darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering the people, listen, we are shining the brightest. This is when we shine the brightest, is in the darkness, because of God's glory and his presence and power that he has given us. And so we have to choose to walk in faith. That's where we have to keep our focus, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you can say that all you want and come into agreement with it, but you must activate it in your life. You must manifest. I always tell people a lot of times in different things that I post, even in my little paragraph for this podcast today, I capitalized the word faith, but I left the word fear in low caps. It was not capitalized at all. And that's because I like to capitalize on faith and not fear. And, you know, a lot of times, we capitalize on the things that are not important. And we need to learn to really do what the Word of God says, and that is to really behold the Word of God, to really believe and trust Him and know that we are here for a divine purpose because of the plan of God. And I just want to encourage you, you know, to step out. Just step out, you know, and trust God. And, I shared this at the inauguration of my ministry, which was in September of 1993. You know, a lot of times the Lord will dangle a carrot out in front of you. That's how Benny Hinn put it, and I think Catherine Kuhlman put it like that as well. He'll dangle a carrot out before you, and he'll show you things to come. He'll show you where he's going to take you and how he's going to use you. And then it's like you have to walk through it. Just like, you know, when you start school, when you begin school, you know that you're going to walk through kindergarten. You're going to walk through elementary school, middle school, junior high school before you can graduate and get that diploma. And you walk through all that time to get to that place. There are certain things that you have to walk through. So at the inauguration of my ministry, I was ministering in Chicago, and I spoke at, you know, of course, at one of the sessions I spoke, and I was the morning speaker, and wow, it was just so powerful. And I was talking about the Dove. My ministry's Dove Ministries hadn't even been birthed yet. It wasn't until March of 1995 before Dove Ministries was birthed. But here I am at the inauguration of my ministry, and I'm talking about the Dove and how the Dove is single. Like when the Dove is in flight, it only looks ahead. It doesn't look to the right or left. And God tells us in His Word to keep our eyes on Him, to not look to the right or left, to Him and Him alone. And so here I am talking about the Dove, and all of a sudden, women, there was like 250 women at this meeting. We're in the ballroom at a place there in Chicago, and they women just start falling out of their chair under the power of God. This was in September of 1993. And I just never had seen anything like that. I'd never been in a service like that before. God was dangling that carrot. He was showing me what was to come. But it's because of Him and His power in me. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I know someone feels the presence of God right now, and just let the Holy Spirit move in you. Let Him do what He's doing in you, because someone is about to step out into their purpose in a fresh new way. Hallelujah. And so it was so powerful. I mean, it was just a powerful moment. And I'm not going to focus on the rest of that time, but I want to move to the luncheon. I had been invited to the luncheon. I've been invited to be the guest speaker at the luncheon because I was three other guest speakers besides myself. So I was invited to speak at the luncheon. And what I was going to be doing at the luncheon is ministering prophetically. Now listen, y'all, I was so green. I had not a clue what it meant to minister prophetically. I didn't have a clue. And it's like I couldn't go to the host and tell her, I don't know what you mean. I'm honored and flattered, you know, and humbled that you asked me to minister at the luncheon, but I don't know what that means. I couldn't say that, y'all. It was like, oh, my goodness. And so I asked my little handmaiden that was helping me, which was such a humbling thing to encounter. I asked her, I said, now, what am I going to be doing at the luncheon? And she said, you know, you're going to be ministering prophetically. Oh, my goodness. Now, watch this. I had no place to run, no place to go, no place to hide. I'm fixing to minister prophetically at the luncheon, but I do not know what that is, what it means. So you talk about stepping out of the boat onto the water and stepping out on the supernatural, in the supernatural, totally trusting God to do something that I do not know how to do, much less even what it is. But God, I had to walk in total faith in God. I'm fixing to be in this luncheon with 250 women that are waiting to be ministered to prophetically. You know, when I think about that now, of course now, you know, after ministering prophetically for 30 years now, you know, it's still like the first time, though, every time I step up to minister prophetically, because if God doesn't show up, it's not going to happen. So my confidence is totally in Christ, according to Philippians 4:6. I am confident in him that the good work that he began in me, that he will keep doing it, and he will bring it to that complete, and he'll do it until the day that Jesus Christ comes. And so, but what happened is when I got in there and I yielded myself to the Holy Ghost, and guess what? By the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I ministered prophetically. And it was glorious. I mean, it was glorious. It was amazing what happened. But it was like an instantaneously, like, I didn't have time to back out. I didn't have time to think about this. I didn't have time. It was no time to walk in fear because I didn't know and I wasn't aware. But I had to walk in faith. And it pleased Abba Father so much. It pleased him because I stepped out in faith and he was able to use me and do what he purposed my life to do because of the plan that he had for every person that was there, because he not only ministered prophetically to, you know, the women that were there, but to the man that was playing the keyboard and to the cameraman. I mean, everyone got ministered to prophetically. And so that opened up a door for me in the spirit realm with God through the obedience. And, you know, and of course, when I got back home, there were other things that happened that I didn't focus on today that was very, very powerful. But it was part of that that God put out there before me at my inauguration, showing me what I would do. And so, and, you know, part of my purpose in the kingdom today, that God, as you seek him and as you pray and stay in his word and stay focused on him, that he's going to show you, you were born with a purpose. We are in an apostolic dispensation right now with an assignment to do. And God's plan involves you because he loves for us to be that vessel of honor that he can use for his divine purpose. And so I'm just going to pray for you right now. If you're able to lift your hands up to the Lord, that's just a sign of surrendering to him. It's also, we praise him, hands up. But if you could just lift your hands up to him, and I'm going to just pray right now. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you that your words are life and spirit. Father, thank you that you're using and you want to use every single person listening to this podcast today or whenever they might be listening to it. Father, thank you that you do take them from glory to glory and faith to faith. Father, I thank you for those that have not had that moment in which you have shown them their inauguration, the inauguration of their ministry, and you've put within them what they are going to be doing. Father, I ask you that you will do that for those that have that hunger and desire and want to serve you by serving others. Father, would you just make it plain to them and just simple and but yet profound, because it's such an honor to serve you. It's such an honor to serve others, whether it's the body of Christ or those who are going to become a part of the body of Christ. Father, I just ask you to anoint each and every listener right now in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint them, Father, because you're appointing them for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I can literally, tangibly feel the anointing of God. Just receive that from him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that it is done and that you will manifest your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just ask you to bless each and every person today. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen and amen. Praise God, the Holy Spirit, to help you. He's your helper. Call upon him. He will come. He wants to be your best friend. He wants to walk through every day with you. He's a gentleman, and he will not push himself off on you. But I can tell you that if you will call upon him, he will come. If you tell him, come, Holy Spirit, he will come. And he will lead you. He will guide you. He will teach you. He will bring all things to your remembrance. He will help you. He will comfort you. He will be the best friend that you have ever had or known in your life. He will be the best friend ever. And so I just get emotional. So forgive me. Because I'm so grateful that I don't have to prove anything to him, that all I have to do is just ask him to call upon him, to invite him. into my life. And I know that what he's done for me, he will do for you. Because God is no respecter of persons. So I love you. I speak blessings over you. Get excited about this apostolic dispensation that you get to be a part of, because you are needed, you are valued, and your life has worth in it. And so join me next week on the 20th of July. Wow, we're just like, oh my goodness, 150-something days, I think, before the end of this year, before Christmas. Oh, my goodness, time is tick, tick, tock, tock. So come on and just trust him. Step out of the boat. Walk on the water. You'll love being a water walker. And so, okay, let me end this. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I just want to keep But I love you, and I'll be back with you next week. Always keep and live with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer, and go forth in God's glory. Until next week, bye-bye.